After thanking him, she went to her mother's grave and planted the hazel sprig over it, and cried so hard that her tears fell on the sprig and watered it. It grew and became a beautiful tree. Three times a day, okay, what numbers are important? 3, 4, 7, 11, 12, 13, and 40. So three times a day, a good number, Ashputtel went and sat under it and wept and prayed. Each time a little white bird came and perched on the tree. And when Ashputtel made a wish, the little bird threw down what she had wished for. Cool. Now it so happened that the king arranged for a celebration. It was to be for 3 days, and all the beautiful girls in the kingdom were invited in order that his son might choose a bride. When the two stepsisters heard they had been asked, they were delighted. They called Ashputtel and said, "Comb our hair, brush our shoes, and fasten our buckles. We're going to the wedding at the king's palace." Ashputtel obeyed, but she wept, for she too would have liked to go dancing, and she begged her stepmother to let her go. "You little sloven," said the stepmother, "how can you go to the wedding when you're all dusty and dirty? How can you go dancing when you have neither dress nor shoes?" But when Ashputtel begged and begged, the stepmother finally said, "Here, I've dumped a bowl full of lentils in the ashes, and if you can pick them out in 2 hours, you may go." The girl went out the back door to the garden and cried out, "O tame little doves, O turtle doves, and all the birds under heaven, come and help me put the good ones in the pot and the bad ones in your crop."